The year in Trump. Memorable moments from the president's first year in office. By Ryan Teague Beckwith. Donald Trump campaigned on the promise that he would be unlike his predecessors. His first year proved that, although not always in the way he meant. Throughout the first 12 months of his administration, Trump broke norms about presidential behavior, ranging from feuding with a military widow to reducing the size of a national monument. He achieved some substantive goals, including passing a major tax cut and appointing Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, but he also failed to make good on some promises, such as repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act and building a wall on the border with Mexico. To his consternation, investigations into Russian meddling in the 2016 election continue under Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller. Heading into his second year, Trump's job approval rating from Gallup remained stuck in the high 30s. Though the stock market continues to do well, job growth lags the rates under President Obama. Fearing a Democratic wave in the fall elections, a number of Republican members of Congress have already retired. Here's a look back at memorable moments from Trump's first year in office. January 20th, 2017, inauguration. Donald J. Trump is sworn in as the 45th President of the United States, pledging to put America first in his inaugural address. "The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer," he says. January 21st, Women's March, largest audience. Hundreds of thousands of protesters gather in D.C. and other cities for the Women's March on Washington, likely the largest single-day protest in history. Knitted pussy hats become a symbol of the protest. White House spokesman Sean Spicer inaccurately insists that this was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period. Fact-checkers rate this false. January 27th, first travel ban. Trump signs the first travel ban executive order, halting Syrian refugees and barring citizens from seven countries for 90 days. Protests break out at airports. January 28th, hanging up on Australia, hiring Bannon. Trump harangues Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull over a refugee deal, hanging up halfway through a planned hour-long phone call. The transcript is later leaked. Trump adds Chief Strategist Steve Bannon to the National Security Council's Principals Committee. The move is considered unusual because political strategists have not served on the committee previously. January 30th, firing Yates, rescinding regulations. Trump fires Acting Attorney General Sally Yates after she refuses to defend the travel ban, arguing it's unconstitutional. Fulfilling a campaign pledge, Trump signs an executive order that requires for every new piece of federal regulation, two existing measures must be rescinded. January 31st, nominating Gorsuch. Trump nominates conservative federal appeals court judge Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court seat left vacant after Antonin Scalia's death. He is later confirmed. February 6th, no bathrobe. Pushing back on a New York Times article which said that Trump watches a lot of cable news in his bathrobe, Spicer argues that the president does not own one. February 13th, firing Flynn. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn resigns, purportedly for misleading Vice President Mike Pence and others about his conversations with the Russian ambassador. February 14th, Comey meeting. In a one-on-one meeting in the Oval Office, Trump asks FBI Director James Comey to shut down an investigation into Flynn, saying, "I hope you can let this go." February 16th, that press conference. During a wide-ranging 77-minute press conference, Trump suggests a black reporter set up a meeting with the Congressional Black Caucus. "Are they friends of yours?" he asks. February 28th, first address. Trump gives his first address to a joint session of Congress, toning down his usual blustery rhetoric and arguing the time for trivial fights is behind us. March 2nd, Sessions recuses. Attorney General Jeff Sessions recuses himself from any investigation into Russian meddling in the election after facing criticism for undisclosed contacts with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. March 4th, wiretap tweet. Trump accuses former President Obama of tapping his phones during the election, calling him a bad or sick guy. The Justice Department later says there's no evidence of this. March 6th, second travel ban. After the first travel ban gets tied up in court, Trump signs a second version, which targets only six countries and bars refugees temporarily. March 7th, Bannon removed. Bannon is removed from his role on the NSC's Principals Committee, in part by new National Security Advisor Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster. April 7th, Syrian missile strike. Trump orders a missile strike on a Syrian airfield in response to a chemical weapons attack that killed dozens of civilians. April 13th, mother of all bombs. Trump orders the military to drop an MOAB, Moab, the most powerful non-nuclear bomb in the U.S. arsenal, on ISIS targets in Afghanistan. April 20th, Sarah Palin, Kid Rock, and Ted Nugent. Trump dines with former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin and musicians Kid Rock and Ted Nugent at the White House. The three guests take a controversial photo below Hillary Clinton's official portrait. May 4th, Rose Garden. Trump brings House Republicans to the Rose Garden to celebrate passage of a bill repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. May 8th, two scoops. Trump hosts Time correspondents at a private dinner in the White House in which he served two scoops of ice cream while everyone else gets one. This becomes a meme. May 9th, firing Comey. Trump fires Comey, arguing that he mishandled the investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server and alleging that he told Trump he was not under investigation. May 10th, Russia meeting. Trump meets with the Russian Foreign Minister Ambassador to the U.S. in the Oval Office, reportedly revealing highly classified information, calling Comey a real nutjob, and criticizing the FBI investigation. I faced great pressure because of Russia, he says. That's taken off. May 11th, this Russia thing. Trump tells NBC News' Lester Holt that he fired Comey in part because of this Russia thing, contradicting earlier White House accounts of the firing. He also calls Comey a showboat and a grandstander. May 12th, Comey tapes. Trump tweets that Comey better hope there are no tapes of our conversations before leaking to the press. Lordy, I hope there are tapes, Comey later tells a Senate committee. More than a month later, Trump admits he doesn't have any tapes. May 16th, Comey memo. Because of the tweets, Comey sends a copy of a memo he wrote about his meeting with Trump in the Oval Office to a law professor who's a friend, authorizing him to leak its contents to reporters. The New York Times promptly publishes a story. May 17th, Mueller appointment. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein appoints former FBI Director Robert Mueller as special counsel to investigate Russian meddling in the election. May 20th, the orb. During a visit to Riyadh, Trump, the King of Saudi Arabia, and the President of Egypt pose for a photo while touching a glowing orb. May 25th, the brush off. During a meeting of NATO leaders in Brussels, Trump appears to brush aside the Montenegrin prime minister for a group photo. Video of the moment goes viral. May 31st, the kafefi. Shortly after midnight, Trump tweets, despite the constant negative press kafefi, the world is bewildered. He deletes the tweet in the morning. June 1st, Paris climate deal. In a speech from the Rose Garden, Trump says he'll withdraw the U.S. from the Paris climate deal. I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris. June 13th, a mean bill. During a meeting with 15 Republican senators, Trump calls the House health care bill, which he previously celebrated in the Rose Garden, mean. June 29th, crazy Mika. In a pair of early morning tweets, Trump calls Morning Joe co-host Mika Brzezinski low IQ and says she was bleeding badly from a facelift during a visit to Mar-a-Lago. The facelift tweet becomes the only one since he became president to receive more replies than likes, a sign of a poorly received tweet. July 8th, Russian adoption. On board Air Force One, Trump personally dictates a misleading statement in which Donald Trump Jr. claimed a 2016 meeting with a Kremlin-connected lawyer was about adoption. July 11th, Donald Trump Jr. emails. Donald Trump Jr. releases emails which reveal he set up the 2016 meeting with a Russian lawyer who promised dirt on Hillary Clinton. July 13th, such good shape. During a meeting in Paris, Trump tells French First Lady Brigitte Macron that she's in such good shape and beautiful, spurring criticism. July 25th, the yacht story. Speaking to the Boy Scout Jamboree, Trump breaks protocol and angers parents by bragging about his election win, criticizing the media, and telling a somewhat risque story involving a yacht. July 28th, hiring Kelly, skinny repeal. Trump ousts White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus and replaces him with Homeland Security Secretary John F. Kelly, a retired four-star Marine general. In a dramatic vote after midnight, Republican Senator John McCain joins Senators Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski to vote down the so-called skinny repeal of Obamacare. July 31st, Scaramucci. After new communications director Anthony Scaramucci gives a graphic interview about his White House rivals to a New Yorker reporter, he's fired after only 10 days on the job. August 8th, fire and fury. In response to North Korea's testing of missiles, Trump says if they continue, they will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. August 15th, some very fine people. During an event on infrastructure in the lobby of Trump Tower, Trump argues that white nationalists who marched in Charlottesville, Virginia, included some very fine people. August 18th, firing Bannon. Trump fires Bannon, who returns to his job at Breitbart News. August 21st, don't look. Standing on the White House balcony with wife Melania and son Barron, Trump is spotted staring at the sun during the solar eclipse without wearing protective viewing glasses. An aide is heard shouting, don't look! August 25th, Arpaio pardon. Trump pardons controversial former sheriff Joe Arpaio, who had been convicted of criminal contempt over his hardline tactics on undocumented immigrants. September 2nd, have a good time. While touring an emergency shelter in Houston for people displaced by Hurricane Harvey, Trump says he sees a lot of happiness and tells everyone to have a good time. September 5th, ending DACA. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announces he is ending Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, the Obama program that protected undocumented immigrants who came as children. September 6th, no shutdown. Trump strikes a deal with the Democratic congressional leadership to raise the debt ceiling and avoid a government shutdown. September 19th, Rocket Man. In a speech before the United Nations, Trump calls North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un Rocket Man and his government a band of criminals. September 20th, Hurricane Maria. Hurricane Maria slams Puerto Rico, leaving at least half of the island's population without power for months. The official death toll is 64, but experts say many more are uncounted. September 22nd, attacking NFL players. While campaigning for Republican Senator Luther Strange in Alabama, Trump attacks NFL players who protest during the national anthem, saying they should be fired and calling one a son of a bitch. September 24th, third travel ban. As the second travel ban works its way through the courts, the State Department issues new restrictions on visas, which some say amount to a third version of the ban. September 30th, Puerto Rico feud. When the San Juan mayor slams hurricane relief efforts, Trump tweets that Puerto Ricans want everything to be done for them. October 4th, moron. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson holds a press conference to affirm his support for Trump, but does not deny a report that he called the president a moron. Trump later says he would beat Tillerson in a comparison of IQ tests. October 8th, World War III. Republican Senator Bob Corker, the powerful chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, says Trump is treating the White House like a reality show and acting so recklessly he could set the nation on the path to World War III. October 16th, widow feud. Trump calls the widow of Sergeant LaDavid T. Johnson, who was killed in an ambush in Niger, saying he knew what he signed up for, sparking several days of controversy. October 24th, Flake's farewell. Facing a tough re-election fight, Republican Senator Jeff Flake announces he won't run again in a 17-minute speech on the Senate floor, harshly criticizing Trump. October 30th, Manafort Gates indicted. Former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort and associate Rick Gates are indicted by a grand jury, while foreign policy advisor George Papadopoulos pleads guilty to lying to the FBI. November 2nd, Twitter deactivation. A Twitter employee deactivates Trump's personal account for 11 minutes on his last day of work. In an interview later, he says the action was a simple mistake. November 3rd, Asian tour. Trump leaves the U.S. for a 12-day tour of five Asian countries where he talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of an APEC meeting. He said he absolutely did not meddle in our election, he tells reporters later. Trump also tweets, "When will all the haters and fools out there realize that having a good relationship with Russia is a good thing, not a bad thing? They're always playing politics, bad for our country. I want to solve North Korea, Syria, Ukraine, terrorism, and Russia can greatly help." November 13th, Donald Trump Jr. direct messages. Donald Trump Jr. releases direct messages he had with WikiLeaks' Twitter account during the 2016 campaign. December 1st, Flynn pleads guilty. Michael Flynn pleads guilty to making false statements to the FBI as part of Mueller's investigation. Protesters shout "lock him up" as he exits the courthouse. December 4th, endorsing Moore. After Luther Strange loses the Republican primary, Trump backs former state Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore in the Alabama special election to fill Sessions' seat. Moore later faces multiple allegations he pursued sexual relationships with girls as young as 14. Trump dramatically reduces the size of Bear's Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante, two national monuments in Utah, in the largest rollback of federal land protection in U.S. history. December 6th, recognizing Jerusalem. Trump breaks with decades of U.S. and international policy by recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and beginning the process of moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv. December 12th, Jones wins. Former federal prosecutor Doug Jones defeats Moore in the Alabama special election, becoming the first Democratic senator from the state in 25 years. December 22nd, signing tax cut. Trump signs a $1.5 trillion tax cut into law, the first major tax overhaul in decades, saying he rushed the signing in order to fulfill a promise to pass a tax cut by Christmas. January 3rd, 2018, blasting Bannon. Trump blasts Bannon after he's quoted calling the 2016 Trump Tower meeting with a Russian attorney treasonous and criticizing Donald Trump Jr. in excerpts from a book. "When he was fired, he not only lost his job, he lost his mind," the president says in an official statement. Trump tweets, Michael Wolff, the book's author, is a total loser who made up stories in order to sell this really boring and untruthful book. He used sloppy Steve Bannon, who cried when he got fired and begged for his job. Now, sloppy Steve has been dumped like a dog by almost everyone. Too bad. January 6th, Stable Genius. Still angry over the controversial book Fire and Fury, which claims that Trump is seen by White House aides as a child, the president tweets that he's a very stable genius. January 10th, no collusion. Amid reports that his lawyers were preparing for a request from Mueller to interview the president, Trump says he probably won't because there was no collusion. It seems unlikely you'd ever have an interview, he says.